This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. You really never know what is going to get people talking, but I probably should have figured this was going to be a big story. If you are not aware of what we're covering right now, a Boston patient was removed from the heart transplant list for being unvaccinated. He's a 31-year-old father. His name is DJ Ferguson. He's been removed from the list at a Boston hospital because he's refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine. We're going to have some sound in a little bit from his father who spoke with, I think it was CBS Boston. But we have a lot of people on the lines. Let's play this first, though, just to give everyone an idea of how the family's dealing with this. This is DJ's father.
My son has gone to the edge of death to stick to his guns. His heart has now deteriorated so much to the point where it won't work on its own. It's kind of against his basic principles. He doesn't really believe in it.
Yeah, and to be completely fair, I don't think anyone should have to explain why they don't want to get it. In this case, according to DJ's wife or who's ever writing on the GoFundMe page, he has medical reasons, and whether or not the women on Turtle Boy's page, the nurses commenting on the Facebook groups, think those medical reasons are good enough. He believes that it's safer for him to not have it and to get his heart transplant. Now, this actually, before we even get to the calls, and we do have a lot of people on lines, I want to mention one other thing here. We're noticing this politicization, I guess, I don't know what the correct word is, of this weaponizing of medicine and using it for politics and making it a very partisan thing. And we just saw this recently in Florida where the federal government decided, no, we're no longer going to give you guys the voodoo drugs, the monoclonal antibodies, that the therapeutics that a lot of people in Florida were using. And that was a decision by the federal government because they decided that those things don't work, even though a lot of people in Florida took those things, wanted to take them, were prescribed them by doctors. Doctors were prescribing them. And they just decided, no, that's no longer going to be allowed. And Governor Ron DeSantis has made it very clear that this is upsetting to him. And in a way, what they're really signaling is that the Democrats know that Florida is no longer in play for them because they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, you're shutting off medicine to an entire state because you don't like their politics and they don't like Brandon enough. That is kind of a clear line in the sand as far as what's happening with Florida. But I think it really does speak to this larger issue of making medical decisions based off politics and based off virtue signaling is a very dangerous game. All right, now I've said enough. Let's bring it out to the callers here. Let's go to John. You're first. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon.
Hold on, John. We're going to put you back on hold. You got to get your phone sorted out. Let's try Scott. Scott, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, hi, Grace. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, you know, this poor guy, 31 years old, he worked with his hands, and he's refusing to get the shot. Now, what's his guarantees about his heart? Is it coming from someone vaccinated or unvaccinated? Not that there's a medical reason for that, but we're so concerned with that. This morning I listened to a radio show on WRKO, and a nurse says we get most of our organs from people that OD. It's a good supply right now, unfortunately. And I really don't think those people are vaccinated. So what's his chances of getting a heart that's already have some kind of virus in it or on it or around it? I mean, this guy's making his own choice, and I think he's making the right choice because he's rolling the dice. You get that shot, his heart's already compromised, and they're penalizing him for it. He's not following in lockstep. And I can't believe for the life of me there isn't some doctor down there going, wait a minute, this is not right. I mean, this makes no sense at all. They've really taken this vaccination to a point where there's really nothing else you can do but get vaccinated, because soon we won't be allowed to do anything.
Yeah, because the left was never very concerned with that freedom thing, as Dr. Fauci calls it. And they thought that people would go along with enough of it and then they could declare Biden the victor. But the problem is that the vaccine does not stop you from getting the virus or spreading the virus. So a lot of people, even people who may have come around to eventually getting it, a lot of people now say, well, no, not now, I'm not getting it, because it doesn't really do what it was advertised to do. And rather than just say, okay, everyone has to make their own decision, they said, no, we're going to mandate it at work, and we're going to mandate it now for heart transplants. And like that caller just said, you really don't have an option anymore. There's not a lot of avenues to go if you don't want to get this vaccine. I oftentimes see this meme online of a person. It says there's a job on one side of the cliff and there's a guy on the other side, and he has to get over to the other side. And the thing that's bringing him over the bridge is a giant vaccine. And that is true for a lot of people right now. The only way to stay in your job or, you know, to make money for your family is to get the vaccine. And for some people, that's no big thing. For some people, it was a no-brainer. And that's wonderful. I'm doubly vaccinated. I say this all the time. I'm not trying to be a phony about it. I think it's a medical marvel. I think it's great. I think if you have comorbidities, you should absolutely think of getting it. But that's how I feel. And how I feel should not dictate what other people have to do in their lives and make decisions for their own health. And I'm sure this guy, DJ Ferguson, while he may not be a doctor, while he may not be a nurse, I'm sure he's acutely aware of the problems that he is facing. And this was his decision to make. Nobody else's. John, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Grace. Thanks for taking my call. Do you remember the doctors and nurses at Brigham Women's did a big protest on Donald Trump? They showed politicization years ago. Fast forward to now, I had an uncle in 2011 who needed a heart transplant. He spent over a year on the list. Finally, a heart became available. It was done. It gave him another life. But when you get a heart, liver, kidney, you have to take drugs that will allow your heart or your liver, kidney to stay there instead of being rejected by your body. Those drugs make you very susceptible. And my uncle had been an ex-smoker for 20 years, had a little spot on his lung. 9 months later, for a little tiny spot, it wrapped around his spine, paralyzed him, and he died a horrible death. But he got 10 years of good life. I guess I'm playing the devil's advocate here, because I know with, you know, getting a heart, if you got 5 years, it's worth it. But when I hear one nurse, and I can assume she's a leftist, saying, you know, if doctor work for you, someone else. Well, your job is to save lives. My father was a physician for 45 years, did OBGYN. And if he was around now and saw this, obviously I can go to his grave. He's probably spinning in it. But no one has mentioned that. I mean, the anti-rejection drugs you have to take. So
yeah,
that was my 2 cents.
And John, great 2 cents there. And I didn't want to simplify it, because I'm not going to lie. I had a lot of stories planned for today. I didn't think this one was going to be the one I was running with the most. So I didn't want to overly simplify it or just, you know, shoot from the cuff here. But when I was saying that you can give someone a heart transplant, and yeah, obviously, if you give it to someone who's in healthier shape, it might go 5 years, but you could give it to that person where you think it's going to last them 10 years, 20 years, and they walk outside and, you know, maybe they're in a dangerous area and whatever. I'm just saying they get in a car accident, they get shot. I mean, life is a series of risk assessments and nothing's guaranteed. So I don't think it's really up to the nurses. I mean, what's next? Are they going to start saying, well, we could give you this heart transplant, But you take the subway every day, and there's a lot of subway injuries lately, so we're scared that it's not going to have as good of a... We're going to give it to someone else who gets into work safer every day. Do you know, it's kind of... I know it sounds like I'm simplifying it, and I am a little bit, but my only point is, this, it could happen either way. It's not really up to you to decide who's going to have the most longevity with the heart transplant, I wouldn't think. Let's go to Pat. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Pat.
Hi, Grace. I've been a registered nurse for 40 years, and I've never in my life have heard of such a thing like this. There's a Bill of Rights for patients, and that's one of the rights, is to refuse medical care. And, you know, they have no right withholding a heart from him. I think that's despicable. And I wish there was another hospital he could be transferred to. Maybe they could find somebody else to do the job.
Yeah, they said, they did say, Pat, and thank you for the call, they did say that they are trying to figure out if they can move him. But, of course, whenever you're in a difficult health situation, moving from one hospital to another is a big risk in and of itself. You know, that's a whole nother process. But they did say they're looking into that. We appreciate the call, Pat. Howie just sent me a very interesting piece here from Paroline. Vaccine risk, what vaccine risk? I'm going to take a little look at this during the break. I'll come back with some of this information. We will continue to take your calls on this. I'm so happy that people are, you know, feeling the need to call in, because this is a very serious issue. I did reach out to the family. If anyone has any connections with them, feel free to give out my email, grace@howiecarshow.com, and they can reach out to me if they want to get on the air. But it's 844-500-4242. We will continue to take your calls on this subject. Don't go anywhere. No one likes to feel out of the loop, but that's how I felt in the office when Jared and Taylor would talk about their investment apps and cryptocurrency. Honestly, when anyone would talk about any sort of investment, I felt out of the loop because I wasn't really investing my money in anything. I was saving it, but I wasn't growing my wealth. And that's because it kind of intimidated me. I didn't want to invest in something and then see that big roar when the market goes down, which I know a lot of people are dealing with right now. Thank you, Joe Biden. But when I turned to Goldco, that changed, because the leading precious metals company in the U.S. and the five-time Inc. 500 winning company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of positive reviews showed me that I can trust the team at Goldco. They're helping me protect and grow my wealth. Go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth Kit that uncovers the secrets that your financial advisor won't tell you. And if you visit goldco.com/grace right now, Goldco will give you up to 10% in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right. Just for opening a qualifying account, you'll get up to 10% in free silver. I've already invested in gold and silver with Goldco because I know what I'm getting. And I know I'm in good hands, which really, really helps. If you want to protect and grow your wealth like I did, you can trust the experts at Goldco. They've helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect them against inflation and tax hikes, both of which we're dealing with right now. That's goldco.com/grace. We'll be right back with all of your calls, 844-500-4242. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Paroline Blog has an article out right now. It's called Vaccine Risk, What Vaccine Risk? The Advocates for Mandatory Vaccination ought to be brought up short by a study out today in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which looked closely at the data on vaccines and incidence of myocarditis with findings of special significance for young males. This study boasts 26 authors, including figures from the CDC and top medical schools. So it's not right-wing fringe conspiracy theorists. Here are some of the key points. Question, what is the risk of myocarditis after the COVID-19 vaccination in the U.S.? Findings, in the descriptive study of 1,626 cases of myocarditis in a national passive reporting system, the crude reporting rates within 7 days after vaccination exceeded the expected rates across multiple age and sex strata. The rates of myocarditis cases were highest after the second vaccination dose in adolescent males ages 12 to 15, in adolescent males ages 16 to 17, and in young men ages 18 to 24. Meaning, based on passive surveillance reporting in the U.S., the risk of myocarditis after receiving the vaccine was increased across multiple age and sex strata and was highest after the second vaccination dose in adolescent males and young men. This is just interesting information. I'm not trying to sound like Tom Cotton or Rand Paul or any of those people who end up being right 2 weeks after something comes out. Let's go to Sue. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Sue.
Thing. The first thing about this is it's horrible to make anybody be vaccinated. But this kid in particular, that he has heart problems already, and he is in, I read the article about it, and it says he's in severe end stage heart failure. So you're going to make this guy get a vaccine whose side effect is pericarditis and or myocarditis. Those are very serious, and it's a big deal. And there are countries that have stopped giving the Moderna shot for less than, I thought it was 39 years old. I could be wrong. Number two, it talked about him having a big blood clot. Blood clots are also a problem with this vaccine. It is absolutely ludicrous to make this guy, with all of his problems, take a vaccine that has these issues, that have we've seen these issues in people that have taken it. We have not been educated about the side effects. They're not out there at all. That's what really makes me upset about this poor guy. And the other point I want to make, I can't believe the doctor says it's okay. These doctors have been hoodwinked. You know, his doctor says he can get the vaccine. I don't understand that. Obviously, I'm not a doctor. It just seems to make common sense that with all these side effects, when you already have a heart problem, you should stay away from it.
Very good call, Sue. And I just wanted to add in something else. One of the nurses who was writing in, you know, criticizing this man, DJ Ferguson, 31-year-old father who is in line to get a heart transplant, or should I say was in line to get one, until he decided he didn't want to be vaccinated. This is some of the stuff that she's posted on her Facebook page before. It's a woman saying, "You can't fix stupid." And then it's a picture of the coronavirus germ saying, "I can fix stupid." And here's another one. She posted a cartoon of all of these tombstones, and here are what they say on them. "They developed it too fast. I did my own research. It's a complex issue. I trust my own immune system. I'm a free thinker. No thanks." In other words, this is the tombstone of all of the idiot Trump supporters who chose not to get the vaccine.
I see.
It's scary, though. She's a nurse, this woman. I understand everyone has their politics, but these ghoulish posts and this kind of celebrating the fact that, you know, God forbid someone dies and they disagreed with your politics and you just have a grand old time talking about it. It's really gross. Bob, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi. Hi, Grace. I just wanted to point out, I didn't know this when I was there yesterday. I heard it when I got back about Florida and the monoclonal antibodies.
Yeah.
I went to a Mass General Brigham and Women's doctor yesterday, and I says, what if I showed my annual? I says, what if I showed up and I was positive for COVID? He says, we'd give you the vaccine. I says, what if I continue to get sick? I go home. Oh, then we'll put you in the hospital to give you monoclonal antibodies. That's it. That's the only treatment. That's the only treatment. And then I get home and I look on the computer, banned in Florida. They won't send it to them. That's insane.
Yeah, no, it 100%. I agree. It is insane. And, I'm just reading now from Red State. It says the monoclonal antibody treatment means that if you get COVID-19, that there's a pretty good chance that you can recover more quickly. It was a fail-safe for those who didn't get the vaccine or the booster. But the Biden administration is all in on getting as many people as possible to take the vaccines. So having a non-vaccine alternative is simply unacceptable. This was an entirely political decision, and it was one that will cost people valuable healthcare options. This goes on further, but you're right, Bob. It's kind of unthinkable And it's also a strange thing that they're just deciding, okay, we're Florida is now basically on their own. I mean, we're not going to try to... Florida is officially red, if there was any doubt about it. 844-500-4242. We'll keep taking your calls when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
You wish that these crazy Karens who are so insistent that everyone do what they want, you wish they would have the same amount of energy and curiosity about Dr. Fauci. Because that story keeps unfolding every single day. Rand Paul's not letting it go. I'm not letting it go. Scott Hounsell's not letting it go. Howie Carr's not letting it go. But he keeps managing to get away with it. And every day I think, oh, this is, you know, the bell tolls for Fauci. You know, his political career is going to end. I find out that he's in the Smithsonian, that they're painting him a portrait. Yeah. They should make him two portraits because he needs another large photo of himself for his home office.
Or just stack one on top of another for a full body shot.
You got it in.
8x10s.
134. You got it in the show, Jared. All right. I did want to, before we go back to the calls here, just hang on one second. We're talking about how insane this is that there's a man at Brigham and Women's and he's being told that he's taken off the heart transplant list because he's not vaccinated, because he did not get the jab. And this kind of lunacy is happening all over the world in different ways. And one way I just wanted to give you an update on, this was a story from Quebec. I read a story the other day about a guy from Quebec who went to Florida and was just horrified at all of the fun that was happening there and how non-deranged everyone was. He wanted more derangement. He wanted more hypochondriacs. He wanted more panic. He liked Florida. You know, he had a good time. He would vacation there again, but he also hated it so much. Well, listen to what's going on in Quebec. This is a news report, cut four.
Today, big box stores that have a footprint of 1,500 square meters or more are going to have to ask people, customers, to show proof of vaccination. Now, pharmacies and grocery will be exempt from this. So if you're going into a Costco or a Walmart or something like that, where you might be going in to buy groceries or visit the pharmacy, in that case, an employee will have to be with that person as they walk through the store to make sure that they do not go and buy other products or other items that might be in the store.
Because that makes a whole lot of sense. Someone buying a shirt instead of buying a stick of deodorant, that's when COVID comes out full
force. Science.
That's when COVID says, whoa, 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 I thought you were here to buy some necessary staples for the pantry. Now you're looking at mascara? I'm going to have to, yeah, I'm here now.
So to recap, in Quebec, you cannot buy products unless you are vaccinated. And in Boston, you cannot get a heart transplant unless you are vaccinated. So you can't buy things if you're unvaccinated. You can't live if you're unvaccinated. I remember when that was a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. A lot of things. Conspiracy theories, as they say, are really just spoiler alerts. You know, it's something that we all get a sneak peek into something 2 years before the mainstream media figures it out. But I just love how proud everyone is while they're announcing this. Oh, and then there's going to be a person who follows you around so you can buy your toilet paper. And then they make sure you get out of there quick. Next up... Over to you, Marie. No one seems alarmed.
Boy, the Blue Jays are having a tough time in the lockout, I got to tell you.
It's very, very strange. Let's go to Christine. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Christine.
Hi, Grace. Can you hear me?
I can, loud and clear.
Hi. I like your show. It's very good. I've listened to Howie pretty much my whole life. So,
thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. I was a nurse at Boston Medical Center for 42 years. And I left in 2018 after 42 years. I was going to stay till now, but I had an abdominal surgery and I couldn't go back to work. So that being said, I was in Boston for a very long time. I took care of patients from pretty much every continent, most countries, be them illegal, legal, drug addicts, alcoholics, methadone, we didn't call it. Yeah, that's what we call it. Now it's mass and cast. And you know what? I was a nurse and my job was to take care of people. Not to judge people. That's not why you're there. You know, you can think whatever you want to think, but your job is to take care of people. That man in that hospital, he should not be judged whether he wants a vaccine or he doesn't, because the vaccine has a lot of consequences to it, be them positive and negative. And people should not judge that. And I cannot believe that there are nurses that are saying what they're saying. They hope people die, you know, his family. I mean, I don't know as a human being, never mind a nurse, how you could actually, I'm actually upset, how you could think that way. It's appalling to me. I'm not vaccinated, okay? And I have friends, when I had politics, who I voted for, unfriended me on Facebook. They don't like me. They don't talk to me. And you know what? I'm okay with myself because I know what I've done over my life. My son served in Afghanistan. I was a nurse for 42 years. He's a police officer. So I don't need to explain my decisions to anyone. But the call was for this man and for this family. And God bless him. And I hope all those people who wrote those things think twice and really look at themselves, because it's heartbreaking to me. And that's all I have to say.
Christine, thank you so much for the call. Really powerful stuff. We thank your son for his service. We thank you for your service. 42 years as a nurse, and I'm sure you've done so much good for the world, and especially here in Massachusetts. And you're right. I love that sentiment that, you know, you can judge people however you want, but if your job is to take care of people, you got to leave that judgment at the door. If you want to judge people, join MSNBC, join CNN, you know, even join the right-wing, for-profit radio stations. But that's not the job of a nurse or a doctor. And we're lucky, we're very, very lucky that in Boston and in the United States, we have so many wonderful nurses and doctors. And I'm sure that the ones that are commenting these awful things, I'm sure they are the exception. I'm sure there's more fabulous people who are standing up for this guy. I've already had a lot of nurses reach out to me and say, we are totally on the side of DJ Ferguson. But I think Christine is right. I think that we have to, I think that that's what Donald Trump, by breaking these people, and then when you add in, and I know I'm going to go back to Dr. Robert Malone, the mass formation psychosis, when you add in this real free-floating anxiety from people who are constantly told that the world's going to end and that global warming and that Trump's going to destroy us all, and then they get this shiny thing that's like, COVID, Dr. Fauci, vaccines. And that becomes their whole life. That becomes their whole personality. And suddenly that's like their religion. And if you don't follow their religion, you are evil. You are a bad person. You are morally corrupt. And the reason that is so dangerous is when we get down to things like this. Because it's like, yeah, I can't ignore people like that all day long. Like, if you, I feel the same way as Christine. I know I have friends who don't like me anymore because of my politics. That's okay. I love my family. I'm good to people I meet. That's all I can do. But when you are starting to get to the point where people have this mentality and they're in a position of power, like they're giving out hearts, then it becomes a real issue. This isn't about, you know, Christmas Eve getting in a fight with your aunt because she hates Donald Trump. This is about someone's life. We can't seem to put politics aside no matter what the cause or issue is nowadays. Politics has become all of us, and it's kind of sickening. Let's go to who's been on the line the longest. Let's go to Doug. Doug, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Doug.
How you doing, Grace? Love the show.
Thank you.
Everybody's been asking about why doctors are, you know, going along with the status quo and not speaking up and, you know, stepping forward. I heard that the agency that licenses these doctors sent a letter out saying that if anybody was to go against the mask and vaccine narrative, that they'd be investigated and could lose their license. Now, it's one thing for a doctor to do something and get fired from a hospital. You can always go work for another hospital. But if they pull his license, his career is over. So most people are just not speaking up, even though they're doctors.
Yeah, and I don't know, Doug, if you caught this yesterday, but just to tie this in, there's all of these questions about what Dr. Fauci and the government knew about COVID. And there's an email back and forth. A lot of it's redacted, where some of these experts, some of these medical doctors, scientists, whatever they were, I think there was about four or five of them, were making it very clear that they thought that the formation of this virus, the sequences, looked like it was created in a lab. And then over the course of a few days and later a few months, that suddenly turned around where that was not a possibility. It seemed, based off the emails, that Fauci and Collins made it very clear that they were worried. And I'm actually going to read you what Collins said. He said he was worried that fears that science and international harmony could be harmed. Science and international harmony could be harmed because of these differing opinions. And so what happened? All these doctors who said, hey, you know, the sequence here looks like it didn't come from a wet market, they got quiet. They got in line, they followed. And the reason I bring this up to that last caller's point is because if you look into where their funding comes from, if you follow the money, we say it all the time, but it's because it's so true. The older I get, the more I realize it's true. If you follow the money, a lot of these doctors and scientists are depending on those funds. They're depending on those research grants. And they know, they see the writing on the wall. If Fauci, if Collins, if one of the head honchos does not want something to become an issue for them, then you do what you're told. Dr. Fauci, at this point, he's managed it with the whole country. He's Simon Says. It's Fauci Says. We're all just playing a game of Fauci Says. And I think another caller, I've been having great callers this week, knock on wood here, but another caller yesterday said the reason they don't want this pandemic to end is because once it ends, that's when the questions start coming out. And I think we're already seeing a few of them, but there's so many more questions to be asked. Gardner, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Gardner.
Hi, Grace. Fantastic show. I'm so glad you're talking about this. And I just wanted to add a couple things. First of all, I started to look into this a little bit just because of my political orientation. I'm a really hardcore libertarian. And, you know, I've been really worried about government involvement in the medical system and regulations for a long time. Watched as they built the death panel, which is actually called the best practices panel, into Obamacare. Saw how they were going to institute state rationed health care and start to see how they were seeping into all of these different corporate entities like Brigham and Women's and so on. One of the things I wanted to bring up is this poor man, DJ Ferguson, already has been subsidizing Brigham and Women's. And by the way, Brigham and Women's is affiliated with Harvard as a teaching hospital. Brigham and Women's gets millions in federal grants. In 2013, they got $140 million from the NIH, Anthony Fauci and his wife, for AIDS clinical research. They got $9 million from the CARES Act a couple years ago. And I think it's 2017, they actually settled with the federal government over possible wrongdoing in money that they got in a federal grant. So this poor guy has been forced by the government to pay for that hospital, and they're going to deny him service. Now, personally, I just want to mention there is no right to the fruits of anybody else's labor. But when he has already had to pay them for all the things that they've been doing, otherwise he'll go to jail. And now they're denying him because he, for whatever reason, it doesn't even matter what his reason is, he doesn't want to get a jab. That is just absolutely disgusting, and it's a harbinger of things to come, Grace, because this is what is going to be systematized. This is what they've been doing for years in England with their National Health Service. So I'm so glad you're talking about this, and I really hope some folks in the medical industry will really stand up for this man.
Gardner, great call. I agree with you, and I think that when you say that this could be leading into where we're going, it is crazy. Jared just brought this up a few minutes ago. We were told, whether it be 3 or 4 months ago, that this was not going to happen. Like, you know, people would float out this crazy idea. Oh, you know, a crazy commentator on MSNBC would say, you know, if someone's not vaccinated, they should have to pay more at the hospital, or they shouldn't be able to take up a hospital bed. And we'd all say, oh, there goes the crazy person again. And look it. Now we're in January, almost in February, and it's already happening. So these things happen really quickly, especially when everyone is so on edge and so out of their minds. 844-500-4242. We will keep talking about this. We still have a lot of people on the lines. And as long as you guys want to go with it, I'll be here going with it. I do want to get in, before the end of the show, one dramatic reading of a really great piece about Peter Doocy and hashtag diplomacy. But I will hold off as long as you guys want to talk. Again, it's 844-500-4242. Like Marilyn Monroe said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. If you're like me, you've always wanted diamond stud earrings, but the price and the fear of losing them has stopped you. I was talking to the mailroom manager yesterday. I was in the car. She called me, and I was looking at them in my rear view, which I shouldn't do. I should be looking ahead, but I said, I can't get over these. They're so gorgeous. And she said, I know. Don't you love them? I said, yeah, I really like them, and the listeners are really liking them, but I always have to remind people, this week, it's a very special deal. It's a short supply, so hop on it while supplies last, because this isn't something where they have tons of this waiting around. If you want to get a stunning one-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79, now's the time. Each earring is 1 carat, making it a total of 2 for only $79. The quality is amazing. A regular diamond has 58 facets, but the Diamond XL has 106. I should also add in, someone texted me yesterday and said I went to DiamondXL.com. It's not XL. It's spelled XL, so E-X-C-E-L. This gives you more sparkle, more brilliance, and more beauty than a genuine diamond. I'm wearing them right now. You won't believe how real they look. I'm showing that off for the Rumble cam. These earrings are made by Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. You have a choice between silver or gold setting, and they come in a beautiful black velvet box. Men, be the star of this Valentine's Day. It's going to get here very quickly. Surprise her with a pair. And ladies, if you've been waiting on this, treat yourself. Now's the time. This offer is only good for this week, and shipping is guaranteed before Valentine's Day. So go to DiamondXL.com and save $120 with code word Grace Diamond. Shipping is free. That's DiamondXL.com, code word Grace Diamond. We'll be right back with more of your calls, 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch day.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
Nothing for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Bonner Private Wines. Real red wine, not chemically processed. No morning regrets, just great taste. Made in small batches from family wineries throughout the world. And you can't get Bonner wines at your local liquor store. Only through the Bonner Private Wines partnership. Experience the adventure. Go to BONNERPrivateWines.com/grace for $60 off your purchase. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's your favorite fake tough guy? Donnie Deutsch, Keith Olbermann, Joe Scarborough, or Steve Schmidt?
I'm going to say Donnie Deutsch.
Donnie Deutsch at 21%. Still in the lead, Joe Scarborough at 43%, 32% for Keith Olbermann, and 4% for Steve Schmidt.
All right, I think we have time for one more call here. Donna, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Donna.
Hey, Grace, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
My question is, the doctors want him to be vaccinated, but how many shots does that mean? Do they want him to get one shot, then wait 3 weeks for his second shot, and then wait for the booster, and then wait for another booster? By the time that he waits to have all these shots, he won't be around anymore.
Yeah, you're right. Or do they want him to just get the one shot, the J&J, which we were also told you're not really supposed to get? So there's so many questions, and it's the goalposts keep moving, and I think that's a huge part of why people have lost credibility, and not just Dr. Fauci, but in the CDC. And I think that the Biden administration is also very responsible for this by politicizing everything and by really demonizing the unvaccinated. You know, we have a winter of death and doom to look forward to. It has really changed how people view the experts, to put
the
it mildly.
The real pandemic is the unvaccinated. Remember that one?
844-500-4242. We'll keep going with this. We are going to hop in with a couple of other stories, but stay on the lines. 844-500-4242. We will be right back with more. It's the Grace Curley Show.